This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver International Airport expects a spike in travel this weekend. As a result, it has temporarily opened a parking area for passengers to use. The Pike's Peak lot will allow entry until Saturday evening. Although shuttle service will be limited, DIA expects more than 75,000 travelers to come through security today alone. So far, so good for the planned launch of the Lucy spacecraft tomorrow. It's embarking on a mission to uncover the origins of the solar system. Lucy will fly by the Trojan asteroids near Jupiter. Richard Leip is the program manager with Lockheed Martin and Littleton, which built the spacecraft.
The Trojan asteroids are remnants from the creation of our solar system, and they're trapped within the Lagrange points of the Jupiter orbit. And so they've been there for about 4.5 billion years.
It'll take 12 years for Lucy to complete its mission. The spacecraft is named in honor of the fossilized human ancestor that was found in Ethiopia in 1974. Drought conditions are getting worse in Colorado. More than 65% of the state is now in a moderate drought. That's grown by 25% over the last 3 months. Spots of extreme drought conditions have formed in Washington and Yuma counties in the northeast and in Baca County in the southeast. The western slope continues to experience the worst of the drought, but conditions have improved over the last few months. This is CPR News. Fort Collins is at 52 degrees and fair tonight. The low will go down to 30, and it should be a clear night. So if you like stargazing, good for you. Stay tuned.